The one thing we've seen from this team has been the ability to bounce back numerous times this year. And while winning one game doesn't mean they've bounced back from a series split, which should have been a series win on Sunday, I thought last night showed a lot when they took on a pitcher in Brandon Pfaadt, who going in hadn't lost in 10 starts. He's been really good. The Diamondbacks had won 6 or 7 in a row. Some are saying right now one of the best teams in baseball. And you got the Mets trekking in there on this road trip. And they go in there and, you know, not only win the game, Willie, but they win the game decidingly. And I would think for guys in that locker room, you know, after the day off on Monday, that's got to be a really good feeling to kind of get back on your feet.
Well, it starts with Pete Alonso, right?
For him,
and we talked about that last time me and you were on. It starts with him. When he's able to get it going, that team is able to rally. I think for this team right now, you know, I was listening to Alvin on the way in. He's 100% right. The way they looked in April compared to the way they look right now, it seems like they've woken up. So now it's time to go get it. You know, they're 3 games behind the Braves, and when you have an output like that, it kind of gets your hope. If you're a Mets fan, by the way, this is where you kind of tap in, like, all right, here's the momentum train. Let's ride it. But they now have to keep going.
Correct.
Now the next series against the White Sox, they should wipe the floor with the White Sox. That should be the expectation moving forward. So with that said, when you have a game like that with Pete Alonso playing the way he played and the rest of the crew kind of rallying, now you have to sit back and say, okay, the Mets are here. Let's get in position to get it done.
Yeah, I agree. And there's so much, you know, there's so much to last night to like. The one thing that does suck if you're a Met fan, just from the standpoint of, you know, you beat a really good team, you get no help. I mean, the Twins losing to the Braves again last night. I mean, this AL Central, I'm not saying the Guardians aren't a good team. They are. But the Royals, the Twins, I mean, come on. You're going to tell me Seth Lugo's going to beat the Yankees in a playoff game? I'm not buying that. Anyhow, couple of other things, though, from that game that were interesting. Alonso, so the home run early, and yep. You're right, got them off and running, and that's great. He ties Mike Piazza on the Mets' all-time home run list, so good for him. I saw his quotes afterwards, really excited. Mike was a childhood hero of his, so that's kind of neat. But, you know, Lindor, again, couple more hits. Francisco Alvarez had a big hit in this game. Mm-hmm. But to not bury the lead, Sean Manaea has been, his last handful of starts have been dominant. And I go back to, and this is going to sound funny, but I go back to 2018 when I was doing a lot of daily fantasy with DraftKings and FanDuel. I was doing it with my son, which was great because it really kept you in tune with a lot going on around baseball. And the one guy we used to take often when he was with the A's was Sean Manaea. And now you look at his career, he's been okay. But if you go back to like 17, 18, Sean Manaea was on the up. This is the guy that I remember with the A's back then. And this is even better. Like watching him, the way he was changing speeds in this game last night, you know, the fastball is hitting 95. He's got this sweeper at 72. He's got it really was something to watch. I know he gave up a couple of home runs in the game, but I mean, he has become the stopper, if you will, that the Mets have needed, and he's been great.
Well, you know, I'm thinking for in time, a ball player like himself is able to find his command. That just shows you the level of confidence he has. And I think right now, if you're him and he's able to produce that, it just leaves you with a good taste in your mouth, other than like, all right, we're searching for the guy of 2018, which wasn't the case. So I agree with you. If you're able to do that, man, it's a level of confidence that you just got to be able to support, and he's able to demand it and get it done.
And I think, too, last night, while the Mets struggled to score on Sunday in San Diego, they had the 2 runs, had the lead, they wound up losing the game. I mean, really up and down the order, you got production. J.D. Martinez producing again, Jeff McNeil showing a pulse again. I just think last night there was a lot to like. Again, you don't want to overreact. It's one game.
It's good to overreact sometimes.
Sometimes. But, you know, you look at them, they're 6 games over 500 now, and maybe they don't make the playoffs. Maybe they don't. Maybe they fall short.
That would be a tragedy the way I think Mets fans feel about this team.
Well, right, the problem is the Diamondbacks and the Padres have played so well. Yeah. They've kind of separated themselves. Now, I'm not saying they couldn't come back to the pack. I mean, they certainly could. You still have 5 weeks to go. But if you assume that they continue to play good baseball, catching them is going to be hard. And it's what I said to CeeLo yesterday. You have your sights set on the Braves, and the problem is if you're a Met fan, the Braves have been the problem for you for years and years and years and years, and here you are staring at that stupid team again. And just when you think with all the injuries that it might be the year that the Braves do stumble and fall, mm-hmm. they just find ways to win games. And so while they're beating the Twins, like the Mets have to, like they took the field last night knowing they had to go beat a damn good Diamondback team just to keep pace. And that's hard to do.